With a front stalling out roughly over the I-90 corridor overnight, an area of what started as rain moved into the region. As colder air seeped southward behind the boundary, we saw some changeover to a wintry mix in spots, and a winter weather advisory remains in place for the southern Adirondacks, upper Hudson Valley, and Lake George region until noon today. An inch or two of slushy snow and sleet are possible, along with the light ice accumulation where some changeover to freezing rain occurs. The location of the mixing zones and who sees more wintry precipitation versus plain rain comes down to where the front actually stalls out and how quickly it begins to move once again. Wintry precipitation is expected north of the frontal line as an area of low pressure rides quickly along the front during the morning hours, and the main area of low pressure out in the Midwest begins to move closer to our area. Now, the approach of the parent low will force that front to move north again as a warm front and bring the wintry precipitation to an end as we move through the afternoon, and temperatures should rise into the upper 30s and low 40s for the higher terrain and into the 40s and 50s for the rest of us. The parent low will continue to move to the northeast and into Ontario as we head into the day on Friday, which will drag the system's main cold front through our region with a band of rain showers. That front should move to our east by later Friday evening. If you're traveling overnight Friday into Saturday or early Saturday morning, use caution out on the roads as temperatures will likely slip down below the freezing mark for many of us, which could lead to some concerns for black ice where any of the wet roads linger during that period. The holiday weekend forecast is looking better as high pressure builds into the region. In the wake of Friday's frontal passage, the weekend should be dry and quiet with highs in the 50s Saturday and into the 50s to near 60 for Easter Sunday. As that area of high pressure builds offshore later Sunday, it'll clear the way for some clouds ahead of another cold front that will bring some rain and/or snow showers to us late Sunday evening and into our Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Tennessee Valley and Central Gulf Coast states. There's a marginal risk of severe storms across parts of the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, Mid-Mississippi Valley, Southern Appalachians, and into the Central Gulf Coast states outside of the slight risk area. Severe thunderstorms with a few tornadoes, wind damage, and isolated large hail will be possible today across parts of the Tennessee Valley and Central Gulf Coast states. In the Tennessee Valley and Central Gulf Coast states, an upper-level trough will become less amplified, moving eastward across the Ozarks and into the mid-Mississippi Valley. At the surface, a low will move quickly into the southern Great Lakes region as the cold front advances eastward into the lower and mid-Mississippi Valley. A broken line of thunderstorms should be ongoing ahead of the front. The northern part of the line may remain intact into the afternoon as instability increases during the day. The line is expected to redevelop from western Tennessee southward into central Mississippi and move eastward across the slight risk area. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 60 degrees, a little breezy with the northeast wind around 10 miles an hour. In Boston, a slight chance of rain late in the morning and into the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, cool and breezy with a high in the low 40s and an east wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, showers likely mainly during the first half of the day, otherwise cloudy with a high in the mid-50s and an east wind from 5 to 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 48 degrees with a record of 69 set in 1976. Normal minimum temperature is 29 degrees with a record of 0 set in 1875. Sunrise and sunset data for today, March the 24th, 2016, sunrise at 6:51 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:13 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today. It'll be cloudy with snow or rain showers or sleet likely during the morning and a chance of light freezing rain, then a chance of rain showers this afternoon. Temperatures rising into the mid-40s. For tonight, showers, temperatures down near 40 degrees and a southeast wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today, a high in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely mainly after midnight, lows down near 50 degrees. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, a winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today. It'll be cloudy with sleet likely or a chance of rain and or light freezing rain during the morning, then a chance of rain showers this afternoon. A trace of ice accumulation is possible. Highs will be in the upper 40s. For tonight, cloudy with showers mainly after midnight. Temperatures down into the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. For today, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming partly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, mainly after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy today, a chance of showers this morning, highs in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers, mainly after midnight. Not as cool, and lows will only fall into the upper 40s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. Saturday, mostly sunny and mild, highs in the low and mid-50s. Easter Sunday will be mostly sunny and mild with highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Monday, highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers and temperatures in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.